Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Audible, the leading provider of audio content on the internet. With Audible, you can enjoy books freely wherever you'd like and doing whatever you'd like. Download a free audiobook and a 30-day free trial by visiting audible.com/bangbang today. That's audible.com/bangbang.
Comedy Death Ray. Comedy Death Ray. Comedy Death Ray. Comedy Death Ray.
Indie 1031, this is Scott Aukerman. Comedy Death Ray is on the air. We want to thank Reggie Watts for that brand new theme song. I forgot to thank him in the bonus episode and credit him with that, but that's our brand new theme song. You did a great job up in the studio doing that. We have a great show today. Let's see who's on the show. Brendan Walsh will be out here a little bit later, and we have some great. God, how many times can I say great? Well, I'm going to talk about our guests in a second, but Garfunkel and Oates will be coming up.
Great.
But I do want to thank my guest hosts who have been filling in for me during my travels. First, Cyber Thug was here a couple of weeks ago, did a fantastic show with Miles Archer. Mm-hmm. And Paul F. Tompkins last week.
Oh, terrific.
I want to thank him.
Hey, Bob, just back off on the mic.
Oh, yeah.
I want to thank Paul F. Tompkins for being here. He did a fantastic show last week, and now I'm back, and hopefully I'll be back the entire month of February.
Did you say the thug one?
The entire month of February, hopefully I'll be here. We don't know yet, but I hope to be. So we are back. Comedy Death Ray, this is it. I want to welcome my first guests. They are a singing duo from Los Angeles. I have Kate McCucci and Ricky Lindholm, a.k.a. Garfunkel and Oates.
What's
are you girls?
Up? Hey, doing good.
All right. You're back in the studio. Now, you've done the show before. You played a song or two on previous.
Bob, just try not to swallow.
Who is that guy? Who are
my
you?
No, it's no big deal.
Okay.
So,
I'm Scott's stepfather.
Hey.
Ex-stepfather.
What's your name?
Ex-stepfather.
Ex-stepfather.
Bob Duca.
Oh, hey, Bob.
Hi.
Bob, if you could just not interject as much.
Sorry,
he's in town. He looked me up. He wanted to hang out.
Looking forward to hearing your music.
Oh, thanks, Bob.
We're going to be hearing some of that music a little later. You guys are going to be doing a live session in studio here. You've done some songs before here. How many times have you been on the show?
I think twice. We did it once here when you weren't in town, and then we did it once in Vancouver.
Oh, that's
right.
That's right.
From that crazy little hotel lobby.
The lobby. By the way, one thing before we get into the interview, I do want to thank Brian James for recording last week's bonus episode from the UCB Theater in New York. Hopefully you enjoy that show, and it's all thanks to him. It would have cost me hundreds of dollars to do what he did. You don't have to applaud.
No.
Yeah. I'm just actually just thanking him on the air. That's all it really has
Thank
to be.
You.
So, girls, where did you guys meet?
We met at UCB.
Yeah, in the lobby.
In the lobby.
Courtesy of Doug Benson.
What happened? Doug Benson likes to usually put two cute girls together, but how did it happen this time?
We were both on dates. We took dates to his show, and we were waiting in the lobby because we were on the list.
And they were terrible, terrible dates. And so
they were terrible dates because you went to see Doug Benson's show?
No, because they were really boring. There was four of us in the lobby, and no one was talking. And we're just sitting there with these dudes.
Very awkward.
So it's set the scene. There's four people just in the lobby. You guys didn't know each other. You're both on dates.
Nope. But we vaguely recognized each other from commercial auditions. Kate's like super friendly. So she's like, hi, I'm Kate. I recognize you from auditions. And I was like, awesome, let's talk because I'm with this super boring dude.
Now I've heard.
But he was super hot.
He was so
really?
Hot.
Really? Tell us about that.
Oh my
that.
God. Okay.
Describe him.
Okay.
Dreamy.
Basically, he's the hottest dude I have ever dated and will ever date.
What's his name?
Zach.
Zach what?
Do I want to say?
Yeah.
I don't want to say.
Let's talk about it.
But he was so hot. He directed me in a commercial, and I was like, I got to get this guy's email address. And
wow. So Zachs are normally pretty hot guys, with the exception of Galifianakis.
Exactly. Yeah. I dated a lot of Zachs.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it was funny. When I was dating him, I was dating another Zach, and I would get them mixed up.
But at least you wouldn't have to worry about saying the wrong name.
No, yeah. But, we had nothing to talk about at all.
To be fair, dating is very difficult for men as well. Get very nervous.
Not really for this guy. I think he does okay.
All men get very nervous on dates.
Literally, really, my friends would step over me to flirt with this guy. They would like push me out of the way to talk to this guy.
Really?
Yeah.
But not Kate. That's how.
No,
I just wanted to be friends with Ricky, really.
Oh, yeah. How was your date?
Yeah. Really, really bad.
But how were his looks, you know?
He was cute.
He was cute, yeah. But
he was no Zach. But
no,
he
was not Zach, that's for sure. But the sad thing is I was actually dating him for a long time, and I still thought he was boring.
Yeah.
I've heard you tell this story a few times. How have the guys ever heard this story when you tell it?
I doubt it. Maybe your guy has. My guy probably has not kept up with me.
Okay, good.
I'm sure I was like the fifth date.
So you've
had
never
that week.
Gotten that call where it's like, hey, I hear I'm really boring.
No, but I know I'm going to get a call from the guy that I wrote the My Self-Esteem's Not Low Enough to Date You song about. I know he's going to hear about it. We have like 75 friends in common on Facebook. I know it's going to happen.
Is that a high amount of friends in common?
I think so. I mean,
I think we.
Bob, are you on Facebook?
What is Facebook?
I think it would help out.
It might help you with your dating.
Yeah, I know you were.
Oh.
It's something that, people of all ages. Yeah, just write it down. Yeah. It's just the words face
with
and then book.
With a B.
No, it's just one word.
Nothing, two O's?
Nothing in between. Yeah, two O's, Bob.
It's book.
Sorry.
Yeah.
And that's internet?
Yes.
So just really
it's great
just,
to see you, Scott.
Just try to hang back just a little bit.
Just right hanging.
The guy that we wrote the Steve song about is coming tonight to the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's the Steve song again? Set the scene for the listeners.
I was dating a guy, and we'd hung out maybe five times, but every time we did, he brought his friend along. Like, we never hung out alone, and I was like, you have to hang out with me alone, and when we were supposed to, he canceled, so I wrote a song about him with Kate, and I wrote a song called Me, You, and Steve, and it's not a nice song.
Has he heard the song?
He was at the show the first time we played it, and I just saw his face go like, huh? And he's coming tonight.
Not Facebook. Not Facebook. Oh. His face. His
just
actual
his face.
Yeah.
We're still friends, oddly, and we're friends with Steve.
Yeah.
Really? So, Steve, now, what does Steve think about it?
He's really cool about it, I think.
What was going on in that relationship, like, now that all the dust is cleared? We'll hear the song, maybe, or longtime listeners have heard the song, because I played it on the show. But what was going on there, really?
Unclear. We still don't know. But you know what? Steve's in love now. Steve has a girlfriend, so I think the game has changed. Now I think the guy that the song is about has to
go out on his own.
Don't sigh into the microphone, please.
It's wonderful when people find love.
What was that kind of a reflective sigh of?
How is your mother?
She's fine, Bob. She's fine.
Is she on Facebook?
Dynamite lady. Is she on Facebook?
No, definitively not. She is not on Facebook. She's fine. Why don't you? I mean,
wait. So you guys, you were married to Scott.
I was married to Scott's mother, Gloria, for 6 beautiful months.
When?
7 years ago.
It was seven. Yeah, it was 7 years
ago. So it wasn't
ago.
Like you raised Scott or anything like that?
No.
Well, I like to think that I did raise him.
In what way did you raise me?
Well, we watched the X Games.
We watched the X-Files. You're confusing those X-Files. Two.
Yeah, right.
That counts, kind of.
I mean, you know,
I wasn't
there is
really
no such thing as a part-time parent. And once you make that bond, it is forever.
Yeah. He basically
have something on your face.
Basically, stop. You don't have to touch my. Seriously, don't touch my. Yeah, I was already a full-grown man in my 30s.
Very independent. He's always been 30s. Very independent.
Yeah, I was in my 30s. I should be independent. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But what happened? Why it was only 6 months?
Well, I... it's all my fault, really. It's all my fault.
Yeah, it is.
I did not have my priorities straight. I valued my crossword and remote-controlled motorboat hobbies more than I did your mother. And I will spend the rest of my life trying to make amends for that.
Is Scott your only child?
I'm not his child.
I have a remote-controlled boat, too.
Do you?
Yeah.
I have not seen you in any of the regattas.
Usually I stick to the pool.
You really don't have to spend the rest of your life making
only
amends.
Child. Only he's my only child.
Everyone has moved on. Mom has moved on. You don't have to make amends anymore. I'm sure she forgives you. It really did not last.
Well, Scott, I beg to differ with you. I'm involved with several programs that stipulate that I do need to make amends.
Yeah, but you're of course talking about the 12-step. Programs.
Well, it's more than 12 steps. It's a different it's for divorced fathers.
Oh, how many steps do you do in that?
There are 27 steps.
Jeez. That's a lot of steps.
What step are you on?
I'm on step 2.
Wow. How long ago did you start?
I started 2.5 years ago.
Wow.
Because you cannot advance until you're ready.
That's about one step every 15 months?
I don't know. If you wait a few minutes, I can do the math.
I just did it. Trust me. 15 months. Tell us about the...
I would love to.
I hate to sideline your interview,
well,
but...
Well, I think this would be a wonderful thing for young people to hear.
Okay.
If I may, I have a statement that is part of the program that will explain about it and explain a little bit about myself.
Yeah, sure. Bob, Garfunkel and Oates will be
I'm really looking
continuing,
forward to hearing some of your sounds.
Yeah, we'll be continuing the interview with them. But go ahead, Bob. If you could read that just quickly, that statement.
I would offer to play the Jew's harp with you, but I've left it in my backpack at home.
Oh, darn.
It's more commonly known as a Jaws harp. Now.
What is it?
A Jaws harp now. A lot of people don't say don't say it the way that you just said it.
I thought it was a hard A. Hello. May I start?
Okay. Seems like you did.
Hello. My name is Bob Duca. I am an insurance actuary, an avid hobbyist, and a divorcee, and the ex-stepfather of a very promising but very angry young man. I would like to share with the young people here a very difficult practice that I'm involved in. And that practice is to become a better Bob Duca. It is part of my program to share my experience so that others might learn from my mistakes. And my main lesson for all of you, what is it, Garfunkel?
Garfunkel and Oates.
Mm-hmm. There's a singing group that's very similar to...
It's two different singing groups. You're getting them. It's why the name is funny.
Okay, I lost my place here.
Don't start over. Take it up anywhere in the middle, okay. More towards the end.
All right. My main lesson that I would like the young people to learn from me is to cherish the beauty and grace in your life in whatever form it may present itself. And when that beauty and grace asks you to spend more time with it, don't rant about how you don't want to be bothered because you're working on a very difficult crossword puzzle, Sunday New York Times, or practicing for a remote-controlled motorboat regatta. I've gone into that. But I wanted to let people know that I found great solace in many men's groups this past 2.5 years. And as part of that, I would like to thank my fellow brothers. Just a few of them, if I may.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. Following people. Eldon Fairbanks. Austin Merriweather. Bob Hirohito. Gail Duke Majan, the young man who often wears hiking shorts and a fedora, Gordon Gordone, Ronnie Duca, Sorghum Benedict, Odell Cigarette, Leroy Patinkin, Nydia Dorothy, Reuben Proud Creek, Roland Duca, Bertram Hauser, Duncan Yakamura, Fernando Plate, Sheldon Orenblatt. Good luck with your problem toe, Sheldon. Ned Thickfeather, Kyle Meancloud, John Red Eagle, Kevin Fuck, Vernon Hampton, Clifton Meganslaw, Dire Straits. I believe your name is Jeff. You regularly attend the Wednesday late night meeting in Castaic, and you wear some sort of orthopedic boot. Robert Duca, Norris Clevertaint.
Wait, Robert Duca is you, isn't it?
That's Robert Duca Sr.
Oh, okay.
Rick Duca, Ryan Duca, of course the twins Nathaniel and Jerome Duca, Harlow Angry Bear, Donald Wahlberg, Dean and DeLuca Duca, the bearded gentleman from those Dos Equis commercials, Adolfo Ruiz, Werner McLaughlin, and finally Rory Bin Laden. Thank you all, my brothers. Thank you, Scott, for letting me read that.
No problem. I noticed there are a lot of Native American names.
Yes. Well, I'm also a Indian roulette addict.
Oh.
I only play roulette at Indian casinos.
They have different rules, I would imagine.
Yes.
Easier on the player or easier on the house?
Well, I've lost over $10,000.
Okay, well.
Did you think one of the new kids on the block, or was I hearing things?
I believe some of these gentlemen are in music.
Well, thanks, Bob.
Donald Wahlberg, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Speaking of music, girls, do you want to play a song for the nice folks?
Sure.
We'll get back to the interview a little later. Why don't we swing the mics around and you can we'll mic the instruments and just kind of tell us what you're playing.
We're gonna play the song that we're scared that guy's gonna find out is about him. It's about a guy who was texting both Kate and I about, like, trying to date us or hook up with us or whatever.
He didn't know that we knew each other.
Yeah. And so we wrote a song about him. Ready?
Yeah. Okay.
You text at 3 a.m. and you misspell my name. You've slept with half my friends on Facebook, and most of them think you are lame. You say that with me it's different, and you're not that big of a dick. And if you disappear, it's cause you're busy, not cause you're with some other chick. I know that this might be uncouth, but I decided to tell you the truth. My self-esteem's not low enough to date you. It's close, but not quite there. Give me time to get a little more rejected, and you and I can make an awesome pair. A totally awesome pair. I seem like your perfect target, like I've been lonely for too long. You think I haven't had sex in forever, and I'll admit that you're not wrong. But I would rather have no one than this crap, let me reaffirm. I wouldn't touch your dick if I'd been poisoned, and the antidote was in your sperm. I know that this might be uncouth, but I decided to tell you the truth. My self-esteem's not low enough to date you. It's close, but not quite there. Give me time to get a little more desperate, and you and I can make an awesome pair. A totally awesome pair. This could last forever. You just have to give me time to learn to deal with bullshit and blatant lies. But for now, my self-esteem's not low enough to date you. It's so close, but not quite there. Give me time to get a little more wasted, and you and I can make an awesome pair. A totally awesome pair.
Thanks,
guys.
Garfunkel and Oates, Comedy Central Records recording artist.
Just
Garfunkel
dynamite.
And, no, not. I'm sorry. Who are you with?
we decided to go it on our own.
Oh, I did not know that. Sorry.
I don't know. We just wanted to do it all by ourselves.
I love it.
It's working out, so.
Yeah, but you don't have to raise your hand, Bob. I mean, I do appreciate you not wanting to just
I have a question for the artists.
Go ahead. Yes. Yeah, mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Texting.
Mm-hmm.
What is that?
Well,
is that a Facebook
it's
part?
It's through your cell phone, basically.
It's a form of communication instead of talking through the cell phone. You
can
type
write
words.
Sentences and send them.
Mm-hmm. It's like email, except on your phone.
Uh-huh. Email. You know what email is.
Actually, tonight we're going to be reading some of our friends' booty texts that we've been collecting.
Good, let's get this back on track. Let's
and we're going to play one. Someone left me an amazing voicemail about a week ago, and we're going to play it live on stage.
So this is where people... Booty texts are when a man is horny.
Yes.
And he texts a woman saying that he... I feel uncomfortable saying this around Bob.
Is text short for textile?
No.
No.
Oh, don't be uncomfortable with me. I'm, you know, hey, kiddo, you're a grown man. We can talk about this.
I know. The entire time I've known you, I've been a grown man. So it's just.
Your mother and I made wonderful love. She is a very attentive lover and very forgiving of my back problems, my scars, my allergies.
All right,
my crying problem.
Yeah. Let's go to a song.
My tear ducts are directly connected to my pelvis.
I need to talk to you off the air. Let's go to a song. This is by request for Karen. This is Dragon Boy Suede. We'll be right back after this. Indie 103.1 Comedy Death Ray.
Something messed up just happened. Something.
Woke up in the morning, something was wrong. Wonder what it was, but it didn't take long. Reached down under my magic wand. To my surprise, my jewels was gone. Somebody stole my jewels. Somebody stole my jewels. Somebody stole my jewels. Somebody stole my jewels. A thief came in the middle of the night. What he did was just not right. He took my jewels and now they're gone. I wish I had them back, but I don't. Somebody stole my jewels. Somebody stole my jewels. Somebody stole my jewels. Somebody stole my jewels. Tell the cops to put an APB. Contact me immediately. $10,143 is the reward money. What kind of scoundrel pulled this stunt? What is it with my balls they want? Do they want to receive a ransom? I want them back because they are handsome. Somebody stole my jewels. Somebody stole my jewels. Somebody stole my jewels. Somebody stole my jewels. Call the Fed Investigation Bureau. I pay in cash and I pay in euro. If they make this into a move, I want my nuts played by John Turturro. Somebody stole my jewels. Somebody stole my jewels. Somebody stole my jewels. Somebody stole my jewels.
We've got a 2, 5, 6, 8 pair of some precious stones are missing. Number 6. All available cars. Let's see if we can get this guy's nuts back.
My jewels. My jewels.
My jewels.
Majul!
Dragon Boy Suede, the aforementioned Dragon Boy Suede on Comedy Death Ray on Indie 103.1. This is Scott Aukerman. I'm here with my guest Garfunkel and Oates.
Hello.
And Bob is here. And I want to welcome my next guest. He is a comedian from Austin, Texas. Not originally, though. I think we talked about that before.
Yeah.
Brendan Walsh is here. How are you?
Hello, Brendan.
Sure. A round of applause for Brendan.
Hello.
Bearded comedian.
Yep, I have a beard now.
Now?
Well, it's a couple years old.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Do you trim it?
I have.
Let's,
I do.
Let's
it
get
goes
this interview
crazy.
Started on the right foot. Do you trim your beard?
I do. I let everything get big, and then I trim it down small, and then it gets big again.
That's not it. Oh, that's not a joke. Of
that's actually, that is one of my signature jokes.
Oh, it is. Brendan, what brings you by?
Well, I was just in the neighborhood, and I thought I'd pop in. And
that's, we have an open door policy here on the show. Comedians should
is that
know.
True?
I mean, for comedians.
I have a joke.
Okay. Well, yeah.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Let me in.
Let me in. Who?
Let me in. I'm lonely. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I actually know Bob from, we go to the same coffee house in Silver Lake.
That's right. You have still not played backgammon with me.
No, I haven't. I don't.
Did you enjoy that Tom Clancy novel I gave you?
I'm still planning on reading it. I actually lent it to Kevin.
Please talk to me. Oh, did you?
Yeah.
Kevin's a wonderful man.
He's pretty neat.
I didn't know that you knew each other. Is that, I mean, is that why you dropped by?
Well, I was just dumped last week.
So oh, no. What happened?
I went to a support group. Actually, no, I really was. That wasn't a joke.
You were dumped.
Joke, yeah.
Yeah, what happened?
Oh, nothing. You know,
I know
it was actually
you
kind
called
of
me immediately.
Yeah, I called you. I was upset. But the
I talked you through it, though. I did a good job.
It's okay. I'm over it now.
No, wait, it's only been a week, though.
Yeah, it has.
Do you
almost.
Think she's listening now?
Yeah, probably.
I'm fascinated with the effect that people's comedy has on the real people based on the stories. I've been a victim of that myself. It can hurt.
Yeah. Well,
tell us about this bitch.
Positive thing. No, she's nice. She's a nice lady. But one good thing is that I'm pretty sure she's convinced that I say Valentine's instead of Valentine. I just wouldn't let it. Never lowered the veil.
So you never were honest.
I would talk about Valentine's Day a lot, and she was like, "You know, you don't say it. You don't really say it like that, do you?"
From the beginning of the relationship.
What? Yeah. Well, I mean, we started talking about it last week.
Wait a minute. Who broke up with who? Because Valentine's Day is coming up in a week,
yeah.
And you know, often it's because the person doesn't want to spend the money on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, that's probably
so.
That
did
was
you?
Her.
Did you? Oh, it was her. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would she normally take you out to dinner?
No, it was, you know, we kind of kept
even
things
Stevens?
Pretty even, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
I think it's unethical of her to break up with you because of your disability.
Thanks, Bob.
What are you talking
well,
about?
Well, his speech.
His speech tragedy. Oh. Yeah, I think what he's saying is he was being funny and just saying Valentine's. You got it. I mean... Can't, I mean, if you're confused
That's funny.
About,
it's funny because it's mispronounced.
If you're confused about something, just don't say anything at all, and I'll talk to you after the show.
Okay.
Actually, there's me and Ned Thickfeather are pitching a TV show.
Oh, really?
Well, yeah.
About Valentine's?
It's not about Valentine's Day. The show is called Reservations, and it's about a Native American family who calls ahead to a restaurant to secure a table for dinner. But they're kind of hesitant about it.
Seems like that would be a great 100 episodes, but I'm not sure where it goes after that.
It's, well...
At least you'll have the syndication money.
You know, there were three different meanings of reservation in what you just said.
It's a triple entendre.
Wow.
I don't know if you realize that because of your problem.
Again, if you don't have to point out...
I wasn't confused about it.
I know, but... Even if you're not confused, if you're confused or not confused, just shut the fuck up, okay? Just shut up.
Okay.
Just shut. Like, you're ruining my fucking show. Just shut up.
I'm sorry. This is like the time I took down his skateboard ramp.
You had no right to do that, Bob. I'm a fucking grown
I'm
man.
I'm worried about
I'm
you.
I'm a grown man.
You are my
you
child.
Down my
you
skate-
are my child.
If I want a skateboard, I can skateboard. I'm... fucking 40 years old almost. And you know what? You weren't even married to my mom anymore. This is just last year. Don't come to my house and take down my skateboard ramp.
Hobbies can kill a relationship. I know that better than anybody.
So Bob came to your house and took down your skateboard ramp?
Yeah. Okay, so Brendan, you're a stand-up comedian from Austin.
I lived in Austin for a while.
Anything funny to say about Austin or?
Austin, it's a great place. It's a great place to live.
Stop it.
Sorry, I'm just upset. I'm sorry that I've hurt you.
Stop crying. Stop it. Stop it now. Stop crying. This is my show. Stop crying.
Can expect to be part of a 7-part amends program that I am now needing to do to you.
So, Brendan, how long have you been in LA?
Almost a year. I just moved here last, the end of February.
How do you like it? Stop.
I like it okay.
Transition is hard.
It's been okay, but with the help of Ned Proudfeather and Kevin Fuck and Bob Duca. It's been a pretty smooth transition. We went fedora shopping in Silver Lake recently.
I'm sorry.
I found a dynamite Indiana Jones leather jacket that you might be interested
in. Oh. We'll check it out later.
I'm sorry to yell at you.
I apologize.
It's just a lot of old stuff. A lot of old stuff coming.
Of course. I think this would be a great time to get it out.
I don't think this is such a...
Brendan, are you interested in sit-down bicycling?
I generally go recumbent, but...
It's the same thing.
Oh, really?
It sure is.
Now, do you do the pedal with your hands, or...?
No, I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
I
have shoulder problems.
Oh.
And back problems?
I'm a thrash sleeper.
It's
like night terrors, but physical.
I do feel bad about yelling at you, and I'm sorry. And it's difficult for me because that was a really weird time. With mom going through what she was going through, and
Scott, you don't know how good this makes me feel to be sad with you.
Yeah. Anyway, so I just...
Come here.
Please don't reach across. Don't reach across the microphone, please. I'm not really a physical person, but I am sorry about that. So, and I'm sorry to you guys for interrupting your...
Just a moment. I'm going to turn my donut over.
Oh, boy.
Maybe we should go to a song. Do you guys have a song?
Yeah, let's play? Do it. Totally. Yeah,
we should take a second out here. We should just kind of reconnect here for a second.
I think this would feel good if you let me hug you.
This song is kind of our song, but kind of not. It's basically a medley of all of our least favorite songs growing up, and we turned it into one awesome song. Mm-hmm. And this is it. You ready, baby?
Yeah.
Ready?
I love you always, forever, near and far, close and together. Everywhere I will be with you, everything I will do for you. Say you love, love me forever, never stop, never, whatever, near and far, and always and everywhere and everything. I don't wanna wait for our lives to be over. I wanna know right now, what will it be? I don't wanna wait for our lives to be over. Will it be yes or will it be? Sorry, step back, you're dancing kinda close. I feel a little poke coming through on you. Girl, I know you felt it. Boo, you know I can't help it. You know what I wanna do, so kiss me. Beneath the milky twilight, lead me out on the moonlit floor. Lift your open hand, strike up the band, and make the fireflies dance. Silver moon sparkling. So kiss me.
Tick tock, you don't stop to the tick tock, you don't stop to the tick tock, you don't stop to the tick tock, you don't stop.
Wake up.
I wanna sex you up. I wanna sex you up.
Come on, Barbie, let's go party. And I said, what about breakfast at Tiffany's? She said, I think I remember the film, and as I recall, I think we both kinda liked it. And I said, well, that's the one thing we've got.
And I want to thank you for giving me the best day of my life. And oh, just to be with you, the best day of my life. These days go by, I don't know why I'm walking on a wire. I close my eyes and fall out of my mind into the fire. Oh, my God, the world is crying now. This is my
If it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago. Where did you come from? Where did you go? Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Rush, rush. Hurry, hurry, lover, come to me.
Rush, rush.
I wanna see you get free with me.
Rush, rush.
I can feel it, I can feel you all through me.
Rush, rush.
Ooh, what you do to me on that morning when this life is over. I know I'll see your face.
Cause I love you always, forever, near and far, close and together. Everywhere I will be with you, everything I will do for the best soy latte that you ever had. And me.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Garfunkel and Oates! Oates. This is Comedy Death Ray. Let's go to a song. Let's do track two. We'll be right back with Garfunkel and Oates, Brendan Walsh, and Bob Duca.
Walking through Central Park in the rain. Thinking about my baby, wishing things were still the same.
Indie 103.1. This is Comedy Death Ray. I'm here with Garfunkel and Oates, Brendan Walsh. Oh, let's move. Let's reconfigure that. There we go.
I love how they mention Kramer versus Kramer in that song that just played. That is a wonderful film.
Do you relate to that
absolutely
movie?
Absolutely. In fact, I've released my own. Well, I'm not a director, but my own commentary.
Oh, how does one do that? I mean, it can't not.
I have
on the
a
actual...
tape cassette player.
Okay.
A top button push down tape cassette player that I record.
Right.
I have that. I have one for Kramer versus Kramer, one for Ordinary People,
what?
And one from Postcards from the Edge.
What do you talk about? On
just
it?
How I feel about the film, how I relate to it.
I would actually love to hear some of that.
Right it's, now?
Well, I mean, obviously you can't play right now because you don't have the tapes. Or do you have the tapes with you right now?
I do not.
Okay.
They're in my backpack, which I left at home.
Where are you living these days? I know we just kind of reconnected. Where are you at?
I'm currently renting a shed at one of the Indian reservations that I visit.
Sounds
I share it.
Yeah. With who? Or whom?
Dennis.
Is that the guy with the orthopedic boot?
No. Dennis has a drinking problem. Many Native Americans do. They lack an enzyme that
it's hereditary.
Processes
yeah.
alcohol.
Yeah. But a lot of people don't understand that about them. It's hereditary. It's mm-hmm. actually a gene problem.
And did you know they don't like to be called savages?
So, Brendan.
Yeah.
You're an Austin comedian.
Yep. Started in Austin. Now I'm in Hollywood.
And what are your impressions?
My impressions of Hollywood.
Or just do you do impressions?
Yeah. What would you like to hear?
What do you got?
Throw something at me.
Share.
Share.
Oh, hey there, Sonny. Let's sing a song.
I didn't realize she called people Sonny, but now that, no, now that you say it.
No, she's talking to her husband, Sonny.
Oh. Hey, Sonny, let's go do it.
Do you do a Dave Barry? Can you do a Dave Barry impression? He's funny.
This is Dave Barry on a roller coaster. Oh, that's kind of fun.
That's good.
Thank you.
I really believed that one.
Dilbert.
These are just things that you are interested in, Bob.
Well, he asked if I wanted to.
All right.
Hey, everybody, it's me, Dilbert.
Oh, spot on.
Will you do James Lipton?
James Lipton.
Hey, everybody, let's have some iced tea.
Good.
A lot of people don't know James Lipton was the heir to the Lipton iced tea fortune.
Iced tea fortune.
Yeah.
I always think it's funny when people talk in a black voice.
We don't want to. No.
Do James Lipton in a black voice.
No.
Okay.
Don't. Please,
my man,
don't do,
pots
please
and
don't
pan.
Do. Please, wait. Do whatever you're doing right now. Okay. Just stop it. Now you're on Twitter, right?
I'm on Twitter.
Brendan Walsh. I saw something weird on your Twitter.
Oh,
yeah, Brendan. Yeah, I saw something weird where you haven't your ex-wife.
I try to steer people away from my ex-wife Trish_Walsh.
You're doing a great
I don't
job
want
steering
people,
them away.
Well, I retweet her tweets because she retweets really mean, inaccurate tweets about me and my genitalia. So generally, I'll retweet them to tell people to ignore them.
Okay, good. That's an effective tactic.
She gives me a lot of grief because I have a son, Trevor Walsh, who's I have custody of, and he's a bit of a rapscallion.
I've never seen him around. You don't bring him around the bars.
He hangs out at the apartment most of the time.
Oh, okay.
While I'm out at the bars.
To be honest, I didn't even know that you had this kind of history.
Well, I try to keep it under my hat.
That's best, usually.
Yeah, people want, like, young, exciting types.
It's usually best not to air that kind of stuff in public, you know.
I try not to.
Failed relationships.
Yeah.
Secrets can kill, though. And there's more room on the outside than there is on the inside. So I want to encourage you to keep talking.
Your father's pretty profound. Scott Duca, is it?
Ex-stepfather, Bob. I never took his name.
You're still welcome to.
Scott Duca has a pretty good ring to it.
Scott Duca.
You could hyphenate it.
Scott Duca.
Usually you don't hyphenate it and add the same thing.
Well,
we should have a father-son date. Myself, Scott, you, and Trevor.
Yep. We could do that.
What would we do?
Well,
on
Trevor
that date?
Swallowed a battery the other day.
Oh, what happened? Hospital. He's okay?
I guess so.
What kind of battery?
AAA.
Ooh.
Yeah.
At least that's one of the smaller
ones. Not a huge one.
Ones. Yeah.
Yeah.
When he goes to the bathroom, what's that robot joke about batteries?
Do you call a robot
without batteries?
Mm-hmm.
No, they
defecate batteries.
Right.
What is that joke?
I
think you just said it. It's just that robots defecate batteries.
Said Twitter. Is that texting also?
It's similar. It's like sending text messages to a bunch of people at once on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I want to just say that
I have a newsletter. Is that the same thing?
It's pretty close.
Do you and what do you do? Do you mimeograph that, or how do you mm-hmm. get how do you get that?
That's
out?
How. That's another way I hurt my shoulder from turning the mimeograph.
Yeah.
How often do you send that out?
That's monthly, and it's hard. You know, with alimony payments, it's difficult to put those out. But,
you mean processing the alimony payments? Because my mom still pays you alimony, even though
that's true.
You broke.
But I'm unable to work. You know that, Scott.
For 7 years, she's been paying mm-hmm. for your lifestyle on the Indian reservation with mm-hmm. Dave.
Dennis.
Sorry, my apologies. But don't you think it's? I mean, you say you can't work, but don't you think it's time that maybe
I would love to work, but you know that I am unable to work.
Why you keep saying that? But why are you unable? I mean,
I have environmental allergies. I'm allergic to fluorescence. I'm allergic to formica. I mean, you find a workplace that doesn't have formica. Carpet.
I mean,
coffee.
To be honest, it's draining my mother dry. You know, I mean, she doesn't make a lot of money on her own doing what she does.
Gum.
You're allergic to gum?
I'm allergic to gum.
You just don't chew gum.
A lot of people chew gum.
You're allergic to the gum that other people chew.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how are you still alive? I mean,
allergies don't kill people, this is a gum-filled world. Scott. Kids, isn't it funny? They're
dumb as shit.
Don't patronize me, please.
What kind of stuff do you put in your newsletter?
It's mostly about remote-controlled motorboating.
Nice.
Now, Kate, you have one, you say. Have you guys connected on that issue at all?
No,
I would love to hang out for a long time and talk about it.
I have a remote control.
What are you doing? I could give you a ride. I have a
broken.
Double bus pass.
thanks. Please. But I actually have a ride out of here.
Please, if there's anything you could do to marry my ex-stepfather so my mother doesn't have to pay alimony anymore, I would...
I don't know if I'm ready for marriage again.
It's been 7 years, Bob.
And
meet some of the... I mean, I'm trying to put you guys together. You're obviously two very lonely people. I mean, you went out on a bad date and you turned it into
like
a musical act.
3 years ago. But I
would treat you like a princess.
I think everyone's afraid to date Kate and I because we always make songs about them.
That's true.
You're not afraid of songs. Like, what kind of song would you guys sing about Bob Duca here? Can you just kind of improv something here for us?
Stop thanking people.
Yeah, yeah.
Your
let's
list
hear.
Is
let's
too
hear
long.
That.
I appreciate that.
It's getting annoying. That's my song.
Not bad. Not bad.
But I like the way you have remote control boats just like me.
I'm sorry about your bad allergies, Bob.
And I'm sorry that your back is not working well.
I think we've got something. Let's go on
That's
the road
a really
immediately.
Good song, yeah.
Bob, how does that song make you feel?
Well, it's nice to be acknowledged, first of all.
You could always go on like a dating site or something to meet a lady.
You could go on Facebook.
The which?
Or like Facebook. Date or something.
We
Duca date.
You can start your own
the Facebook.
Site.
I start your own down. Site.
Is Duca a Jewish name? Can you go on J date?
Oh, God, no.
Oh.
No.
I want to say a little later in the song, I'll be premiering my, or a little later in the show, I'll be premiering my new record that I recorded.
I look forward to hearing it.
Nice.
I would really rather you
take I did want to ask Kate, what do you look for in a gentleman?
Tall, dark, handsome, and dangerous.
Huh. How dangerous?
0 out of 5, Bob.
Well, I am dangerous because of my allergies. I could go into anaphylactic shock at any time.
What was your question, Brendan?
Just how dangerous that sounds.
I don't know.
Like
maybe they'd have a motorcycle or something like that.
Really? Is that really your type?
No helmet.
Yes, it is.
Is that what you mean?
I can verify that is her type
currently.
You wouldn't think it, would you?
I don't think it will be her type forever, but I think currently that's pretty much it.
What are you doing to pursue that type?
Nothing.
What do you got out there? Are you on Duca date? Are you dating?
You know, I have a black friend.
When she says dark, she
no, know. I meant dangerous.
Oh. Okay. Yeah. What are you doing? Are you out there? Are you both out there dating people? What's
Ricky
happening in your
really
love lives?
Boring.
We need to start dating. We really because last night I was stuffing Valentine's for our show tonight, and I was like, God, I haven't been on a date in like 5 months.
Let's get you some. This is a national show with a lot of listeners. Let's. How can people contact you?
We've been busy.
Yeah.
I mean, phone numbers. Phone numbers.
Phone numbers.
Put it out there.
It's weird. Kate likes people who are less available, and I like people who are, like, crazy available.
Like, crazy available in the sense of they don't date at all?
No, like they, like, are just crazy into me and, like, write me love letters
oh.
and call me all the time. And
My
Kate
ears
likes
are burning.
Kate likes the opposite.
It freaks me out if they're too nice.
Oh, okay.
She's like, he called me. It's only been 3 days. What's wrong with him?
Weird.
And me, I'm like, it took him 3 days to call me. It's over.
You guys are like opposites.
We are.
Like are.
But one of you is blonde.
We need to start dating because we don't have any inspiration for new songs.
Yeah,
at
we
the
have
moment.
No new material right now.
Yeah, do you ever? I asked my friend who was dating a blues musician if she was afraid of making him too happy. But are you afraid that if you settle down into kind of a normal
totally
yes
relationship
totally that, afraid yeah
very
but there will always
it.
Be something to complain about.
Yeah, but you don't want to be complaining about like. Going to soccer games with your kids. That's
yeah.
boring.
I just wrote a song. Well, you might not like it. It's called Married People Are Boring.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because all my friends are getting married. And
is that sort of a spinoff of Pregnant Women Are Smug?
A little bit,
song?
Yeah.
but I'm like, sensing a formula.
It's just like they stop like adding to conversation and stop being funny, and they think that their presence is enough, and it's not.
Thank you very much.
See, Bob, that's why you should be happy you're not married.
It can be a good thing. But yet, how old are you?
I'm 57 years old.
Yeah, maybe that's
57-year-old actuary.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I was an actuary. I haven't worked in quite
can't
a while.
Work.
Oh, right.
Because of your back.
The allergies.
The allergies.
Oh,
the shoulder.
We can talk about my back, though.
What do you want to talk about your back?
Well, I some people might be able to learn from my mistakes. Did you know that you can strain your back from sneezing or defecating? A lot of people don't realize that.
Do you mean at the same time or separately?
No, separately. The same time. Whew. I don't know if I have enough ice packs to deal with that situation.
What were we talking about? Oh, we were trying to get you guys
giving
Kate.
Out phone numbers. Yeah. I'd like to give out mine if anybody wants to call me and just
you
Facebook.
Really shouldn't do that.
We
and
Twitter.
People can't call you on Facebook either. how can people get a hold of you? You're both on Twitter. They can write you messages. You want the messages. You don't want messages. So basically, Kate, if someone does not write you, you're more interested.
Probably.
So there's a lot of guys out there that you're into, I would imagine.
Yeah, maybe.
Meanwhile,
although I feel like I'm kind of lying. I haven't been on a date in forever because I'm not, I don't know, I'm not really into anyone right now.
Really? What is your type? We talked about Kate's type. What are you into?
I like really smart, funny guys who are really nice to me.
Oh, yeah. Brendan Walsh.
Smart?
Mm-hmm.
Like how?
Like,
like
85
how?
IQ?
That's
just had it tested.
Really?
Actually, Nelson Formica. One of Bob's buddies. Mm-hmm.
Now, you say you're allergic to Formica, but you have a friend named Nelson Formica.
Oh, no. It's a PH.
Oh, okay. Good. all right. So I think we want to hear another song from you, and then we're going to debut my new single. I've been talking about it. My new single is coming out, but we want to hear you guys first.
Nice.
Awesome.
And then we're going to hear my song coming up, Weirder Scott. We'll talk about it after you guys. What is this song called?
It's called Weed Card. Kate and I have been we decided to get our weed cards, and we found a list of all the ailments you can have and still get your card, and it's about 2,000 different things, so we wrote about that.
Everyone knows marijuana's dangerous and medical pot is really strong. That's why it's so hard in California to get your weed card unless something's really wrong. Gonna pay a visit to my doctor. It's a long shot, but I gotta try. She hands me a list of all the ailments I can have to qualify. Can't believe what I am reading. This is just what I've been needing. A government supply to get legally high. Weed card, that's what I need. Hardly ever, okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. You can get your card for having headaches, bad dreams, or anxiety. Propensity for drugs or alcohol, anorexia or obesity. Too fat, too thin, either way you win. Carpal tunnel syndrome, color blindness, stuttering, tooth decay. Fatigue, depression, motion sickness, impotence, or TMJ. You can smoke to quit cigarettes for asthma or your motherfucking Tourette's. It's a dream come true, there's nothing pot can't do. Weed card, that's what I need. Hardly ever, okay, always. But it's not an addiction, 'cause my doctor gave me a prescription. Break it down now, got back pain, need Mary Jane. Can't handle this, need cannabis. Got a stomach ache, got a wake and bake. Have an injury, need THC. Get fucked up for your hyperhidrosis, which is sweaty palms, in case you need a diagnosis.
It's not a crime. It's 420 time. Weed card, that's what I need. Hardly ever okay, always. But it's not an addiction, cause my doctor gave me a prescription.
Thank you. Doug Benson was the first person we called when we wrote that.
I can bet. Did he just have an explosion in his pants?
Pretty much. He's like, you need to play that at my next show. And we did.
What was the ailment that with the sweaty palms that you mentioned?
Hyperhidrosis.
I got that too.
Wow.
I batted 100 on that.
You should get a weed card.
Yeah, have you ever thought about that, Bob? It might actually help.
Let's
some of your...
Let's smoke pot together, Scott,
oh,
just you and I.
I
think that would
nothing
be
less.
Very, very... We'll go to my shed.
Oh, God. I don't even want to go to your shed, let alone have hallucinogenics inside of it.
You could bring some music that he listens to.
What was that, Brendan? These mics are for talking into.
You could bring your music that you like listening to and get high with the Duke Man.
Is that what you call him, the Duke Man?
Sometimes.
I just found the Chuck Mangione catalog at a garage sale.
All right, so I've been hyping this the entire show. I have a new single that's dropping.
Woohoo!
You guys are recording artists. You decide to go on your own, and I was very inspired by that, even though I didn't seem to know that at the beginning of the show. But I decided to go on my own as well. I just released these songs out there into the ether, and if someone wants to donate, it's a lot like Radiohead. It's, you know, pay what you can, you know? I have no system set up by which people can pay me, but, you know, if you see me on the street and you enjoy one of my songs, you know?
Just throw you a few bones.
Yeah, exactly, you know. And let me explain exactly why I started recording songs. Okay, now, I believe it was our eighth show or so. I had Weird Al Yankovic on the show. And I really realized after he left that no one has stepped up to challenge him. You know, he's had a corner on that market of song parodies for nigh on a quarter of a century. Mm-hmm. And and it's not to say that I want to take him down at all. No, not in the least. He's a friend of the show. A friend of mine, and I want him to thrive. But I think any good, be it athlete or singer, they want the competition. You know, Michael Phelps, he would not have had all of those gold medals if he hadn't had someone swimming alongside of him that he was trying to beat, or at least a Subway sandwich out in front of him that he was trying to get to. So that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to keep the playing field fair. I'm trying to keep it honest. And I'm putting these songs out here. I'm not saying I'm better than Al. Not in the least. I'm saying I'm weirder Scott. Does that mean that I'm weirder than him? Maybe I'm a little more eccentric than him.
Well, strange Scott.
I've already established that.
You've already had the posters made.
Odd Duca.
Weirder Scott Ackerman Duca.
Strange Scott Duca Duca. Didn't we discuss like hyphenating your last name?
So... I've recorded another song. I was heavily, I get these like a bolt out of the blue. I sit up in my bed and I can't go to sleep until I record these songs. And this happened to me last night. And I said, you know what? I have an idea. And I needed to record it. So I did. So I hope everyone enjoys. Talk amongst yourselves for 1 second.
You mentioned eating disorders in your song.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that I can relate to.
Okay, so we're ready.
I love soup.
Wait, that's not really an eating disorder.
Oh, I mean, I really love soup.
There's no, I mean, you just eat soup. That's not a disorder of any sort. It just means that you really
enjoy it. You
know,
if you have too much liquid, you can drown internally.
All right, so this is my new song. It is a parody of the Beyoncé ex-singer of Destiny's Child, her song Halo. And by the way, be on the lookout here for a modern pop culture reference. I don't know if you can catch it, but it's in there somewhere, so I'll ask you afterwards if you caught it. But
I think it's not Twitter.
But I think every song needs something like that to kind of hook into what the public is talking about right now. So we're going to play this. This is Weirder Scott, a parody of Beyoncé's Halo. this song is not about a mistake I made. It's about how I corrected that mistake. Remember when I walked down the street, treading happily upon the ground? I had a real friendly demeanor. I wore a smile instead of a frown. I found a way to greet you, and I'll tell you just exactly how. When I see you, I say hello. That's what I do to say hi now. I feel I've been awakened. All those hands I've been shaking. I'm no longer being fakened. I ain't never gonna shut you out. Everywhere I'm looking now, I'm surrounded by people in this place. But baby, when I see you, I say hello. Just as long as I recognize your face. When I see you on the Jersey Shore, or any other type of place. Baby, when I see you, I say hello. And also, how are you, just in case? Hello,
hello.
I say hello,
hello, hello, hello.
I say hello,
hello,
hello.
I say hello, hello, hello.
Ooh, when I see my father or my son, wanna make sure I get it right. Search my mind for the proper greeting that shows I recognize them on sight. Goodbye is much too soon. Before I say that again, I really should not forget that that's what you say at the end. Up to this point, I've been faking every rule I've been breaking, making tons of mistakes and pleasantries I've done without. Anytime I see you now, before I go for the embrace, baby, when I see you, I say hello. Assuming I recognize your face. When I see you on the Jersey Shore, or really any other type of place. Baby, when I see you, I say hello. And also, how are you, just in case?
Hello, hello,
hello. I say hello,
hello,
hello.
Hello, hello,
hello. I say hello,
hello, hello.
I say hello,
hello,
hello. I say hello. I'm not gonna forget you again. You know why? Because you're my manager. And I remember you. I met you at that party that one time. That party where we gathered around that woman's coffin and cried. That woman that was named Moom or Mom. Mom, I think. I remember her too. And I hope she remembers to say hello. Hello to Jesus. Anytime I see you now, go for the embrace. Baby, when I see you, I say hello. Assuming I recognize your face. When I see you on the Jersey Shore, really any other type of place. Baby, when I see you, I say hello. And also, how are you, just in case?
I say hello, hello, hello.
I say hello,
hello, hello.
I say hello,
hello, hello,
hello, hello.
I say hello, hello, hello.
I say hello,
hello.
I say hello,
hello,
hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello, hello,
hello, hello.
I say hello,
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 hello. Or maybe hi. There it is.
That was amazing.
There it is.
I have never been more proud of you. That is beautiful.
Thank you, Bob. Thanks, Bob. I was actually thinking about, how you encouraged me.
You are a wonderful son.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I feel like you're on to step three, Bob. This feels like progress.
You know, you may have be on to something there.
What is step three?
Hold on.
Oh, you have them in front of you?
Oh, get them to call you Dad.
I want to thank Bob for coming by, as well as my other guest, Brendan Walsh. What do you have coming up, Brendan?
I will be at, well, after the show, I'll be in Bob Duca's shed. He's going to teach me how to play backgammon. And February 18th, I'll be at the Purple Onion in San Francisco.
Yeah. That's a great place.
Motown.
I've never been there before.
It's not Motown. Garfunkel and Oates, what do you have coming up?
Well, we have a show tonight at the Upright Citizens Brigade at 8 o'clock, the Garfunkel and Oates Hour.
And then on the 14th, we're playing at Mortified, and we're playing at House of Blues with Motion City Soundtrack.
That is Valentine's Day, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, we're distracting ourselves on Valentine's.
We need to get you guys something going on, you know. They're on, they're on Twitter, at Garfunkel Oates. You know, you're going to have many admirers, I think, coming out of the show.
I hope so.
Probably not the ones you want, but...
True.
Bob, anything coming up?
Yes, this Sunday I'll be hanging out at the entrance of Griffith Park with my parrot, Jasper. If anybody wants to I love to talk about him. If anybody wants to come on up, it's a great icebreaker.
All right, that is our show. I want to thank intern Stewart here on the boards. We will be back next week with some guests. I don't know who yet, but
Available.
Let's go to track five, and we'll play you out. This is thanks, Bob. This is John C. Reilly, Indy 103.1 Comedy Death Ray. See you next week.
Like a king upon the throne, I sit here all alone.
When it comes to scents, you should pick ones that smell like, well, you. Target gets it, which is why they offer a range of personal care products with fragrances for everyone. Be true to floral you with Dove Peony and Rose Body Wash. Live your fresh life with Degree Ultra Clear Deodorant. Express your decadent side with Love Beauty and Planet Coconut Shampoo. This spring, choose care that brings you joy beyond labels. Pick up new favorites at a Target near you or online at Target.com.
Hey, everybody. This podcast is brought to you by Squarespace. Everyone knows that the holidays, it can kind of be a little bit hard on the pocketbook. Well, if you're looking for creative ways to increase revenue and give your family and friends the holiday gifts they want, they need, they deserve, then you need to get started with Squarespace's new feature, Squarespace Courses. That's right. I mean, you could teach a course in something. I could teach a course in podcasting. Well, who'd be interested in that? Let's be honest. Maybe not me, but you could. Sure, yeah. Squarespace has the tools you need to create and sell your own online course. Here's what you do. You start with a professional layout, and then you upload video lessons to teach techniques and skills. With Squarespace courses, you can create engaging content and then simply add a paywall and set the price. Plus, you can charge a one-time fee or you can sell subscriptions. Turn your creativity into income with Squarespace courses. Head to squarespace.com for a free trial. And when you are ready to launch, go to www.squarespace.com/bangbang. You're going to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain. That's squarespace.com/bangbang. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? Just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right. They have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is Lectric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye!